manager's a go, but I'm not worth it.
Oh, I don't know. No, well, you see, these days presenters come on and bow and sit down. That was an entrance, Joe Noakes. That was a superb entrance.
I'm basically a rep actor by trade.
Yeah.
And you give me a set of stairs, and as Peter Purvis would know, he says, the moment you get to the top of stairs, I know you're going to do a repertory trip number 33.
Yeah, you've got to give it
that. Was actually 32. So it wasn't too good.
You didn't put it over me. That would have been 33. Yes, you haven't. Yeah, yeah. Just lay this upon us. How old are you now?
60.
You see, I'm staggered by that. That you should ever be 60, let alone now.
There's no answer to that, is there? Apart from the funny word.
I heard from the audience inside him, and somebody said, he's 60 now. I don't believe you're 60 now. Not just the way you look, but it's just you are John Noakes. Is that a curse? Is that a curse, being always John Noakes? Are you fed up with John Noakes?
I was at one time. I've had 10 years rest. I sailed off in a boat, you see. Which was a plan. It was all planned with it.
Yeah, I read about that, and it seemed they tried to paint you as a loopy loner, gone off in a boat.
I went with a wife.
All right.
Well, I do. She could navigate. Yeah. I'd get lost otherwise.
You say you were fed up with John Noakes. Why were you fed up with John Noakes?
Because he was always doing these things, and everybody shouted to me, get down, Seth, everywhere I went. Yeah, you can laugh now, and I do. But at the time, you couldn't actually walk down the street without... And you used to look at the pavement. If you looked up and you caught somebody's eye, hey, get down, Shep!
Wearying, driving you nuts?
Yeah, it wore me down eventually. Because I was very tired. And I've been doing the Go with Noakes. I've been doing 2 years of Go with Noakes while still doing the Blue Peter. I was doing like a 14-month year.
How much did you pay the Blue Peter? A week. Go on.
When I jumped out of an aeroplane, 25,000. They paid me £25 for that day.
For that day?
It was £1,000 a foot. And I'll be slightly rude. I'm not usually, because I never are. But as Chubby earlier said one word, and some gorgeous young girl once asked me, she said, what's it like when you jumped out of the aeroplane at 25,000 feet? She was beautiful. She was glaring up with these lovely eyes. And I said, well, it's a bit like having an orgasm every foot.
Really?
And without looking or blinking or changing her expression, she said, do you think you could give me a lesson?
An orgasm every foot, John.
No, it's an orgasm every yard.
Well,
I'd
take every 10,000 feet off, I think, and then go back to it again, you know.
It really is incredible. Yeah. It's the most amazing feeling.
They ever do take two on the things you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. Especially on the parachuting. The first parachuting one was a static line. All right, I'm up in the aeroplane, I've done the training, which is the worst. I mean, stepping out of an aeroplane is nothing. It's the hard swinging on ropes and banging on the floor and learning how to roll, which I could because I'm a gymnast. So,
you're a gymnast?
Yeah, I was at school.
Wow.
Well, that's why I could do all these things.
Yeah, oh.